now quarter after 12, and we're given 40 minutes for this meeting. This is a meeting on functional design. And I want to welcome you all and thank you all for doing some research in between. I took minutes from the first meeting, and I'll show them to you in a moment. I know each of you have a presentation, and in thinking about the 40 minutes, I thought it would take only like 3 minutes for the previous minutes. Each of you having about 7 minutes, or maybe a little less, for your presentations and a little discussion, because I happen to have been told there was some new project requirements, and we have to make some decision on what functions it will have. Okay?
Oops.
See, it was just earlier today. Kate, Steph, Sarah, and myself in our full capacities were present. I opened the meeting. The product was developed and reviewed, and we talked about the financial end of it and its implications. The formulated sales target and new ideas of not too many buttons or colors. And some of the influence of the Japanese, and we closed early so you could then proceed with your research and getting reports together with this meeting. Anybody have any questions on those minutes? Are they complete? Did they discuss everything that we covered last time? Kate?
I think so. We talked about the individual roles that we each had as well. Okay.
We did, and we did a little bit of team building of making the pictures, but I didn't think those were appropriate to the minutes necessarily. So, as a group, I think we are very accepting the minutes. And I accept the minutes. Okay.
Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Yeah. Good. Then we'll move to the three presentations.
Big loop under the table.
She said we didn't need the school room.
Can I ask where these figures come from? Is this market research we've...
Market research, there were 100 people in there, so 80 out of 100 said there was no money.
No, maybe true, as the project manager was sent me an email from hours of being, that teletext is outdated, and the internet is becoming as important, but we want this remote control to only be for TV, with incorporating the corporate image, color, and slogan.
Well, I think we can, I think we can really focus on this remote and again, really real reaction, branding and get some positive marketing for our individuals in there if we directly don't, advertise for the I Go Everywhere line. So, an interesting, element was the, which came more from speech recognition question, so means market research. Questionnaires looked into if you were more about concerned about technology and specifically wanted to find out information about speech recognition.
Okay.
Now, the early adopters, those of us who grew up with technology and lucky for us, had the cash to pay for it, the young age group without the mortgages and responsibilities, 91% of them would pay more for speech recognition than remote control. Very interesting. I leave this up to the group to decide if they want to use this, if and you know the designers, but 91%
is
to be
25.
I think, especially in terms of growth, I think this would be a very smart group to target. I mean, 3/4 of the next age group, 25 to 35, are interested. And with the technologies improving, you can get these.
In real numbers, is the 91% and the 76% translate to in excess of 4 million?
Yes.
Or 8 million?
Yes. But would you pay more and does it work and is it approachable and did I know that it was, was it, that's a very good question. I don't know if speech recognition should be included, but I think it's an interesting, I think that maybe shows more about, the technology.
Yeah, definitely. It's, I'll get more research on how much it might be improved and existing examples and what reactions.
I'm wondering how our target price compares with the typical price of these things. I expect an industrial designer should know that, but if we're aiming to build this thing for €12.50, is that a lot or a little?
Remotes do have screens where you can navigate, so it turns into something. Perhaps you all have seen that the Osborne's where Ozzy Osbourne is attempting to manage his super entertainment system with something that looks like a small train.
Surely he's in the wrong age group. He must be one of this small population.
So
want it to go into slideshow mode, it's that little button there.
Can I just delete all the order?
It, you can if you like, it, it that just sets it up to do a
Here we are.
No, that one there.
Yay.
Left a bit, that's one, yeah. And then you just press the click when you want to go on.
Existing rules.
actually got a display on my screen still, I'll do that. But okay, now I want to bring us down to earth again, I'm afraid, and talk about the actual practicalities of how the thing needs to work. This is the methodology I used in preparing for this meeting. Basically, I've been doing a little bit of web-based research, and if I had a design team, I would have been discussing my ideas with them. But the net result is that I've come up with a first cut for the working design that I'd like to discuss with you. So let's go back to what the basic function of a remote control is. It's for sending a message, typically via infrared. And the basic components we've got to build in for our €12.50 are an energy source, the user interface, and which will incorporate an integrated circuit that actually composes the message based on what which buttons the user presses. We turn that into a message, and then we need a sending mechanism to send it to the receiver. Now, I would have hoped, I think that's my only slide actually, yeah, I would have hoped to do you a pretty PowerPoint slide of my first cut design, but unfortunately the technology defeated me, so if you'll bear with me, I'll do it on the whiteboard. So we want an energy source, which is there. Now we've got to think about what that might be. We obviously don't want wires on this thing. Typically it would be a battery, but I'm open to suggestions. And then we have the user interface. Oops. And the main components in there are the the chip that actually has the intelligence of the machine that translates button presses into a message, which it then transfers to some sending mechanism, which encodes it, and sends the message to the receiver. So those are the basic things that we've got to get in for our €12.50. Thank you.
The technical end is what's actually going to be in there, but also it has to be easy enough to change or repair if something goes wrong. For example, the battery energy source, or what if the chip for whatever reason breaks down after a certain amount of time? Do you just replace it? Is there any because it may be in the same area with several other user interfaces, like or DVDs, movies, whatever, does it have to have a way of being segregated from the others in a different frequency or something?
Well, I may be wrong here, but I've been thinking of this device as being a cheap, mass-produced device. We're trying to sell 4 million of them. That's you know, that's almost one in every 10th household or whatever it is. And I hadn't thought of it as being a repairable thing. You just, if it goes wrong, you chuck it out. And that's why I'm a bit concerned. I like the idea of speech recognition. That's a great idea. But I'm not convinced we can put it into this box for the price that we're going to need to hit. I'm hoping that my personal coach is going to give me some advice on that if you're asking me, but yeah. Well, I think that's a very interesting idea, but I'm not a very good industrial designer and I don't know much about what these things cost. I'll do some research for the next meeting. Well, solar may not be so good when you're watching TV in the night, but yeah, I guess. We may be talking quite heavy then. So do you think we might make that a selling point if it was something that we found we could afford to develop?
Are we agreed as to what our target group is, though? Pretty much.
Well,
so
I'm
looking for the younger
some
end.
Exactly, but I think you raised some good questions about are there enough of these people, or are
Mm.
they making purchasing decisions?
Yeah, I was wondering that because I agree that there are people with how can I put it, more money than sense and liable to buy something new, but. But what I was going to say was, although they may be buying personal music devices and all that, are they necessarily buying TV remote controls? Because they probably live in a household that has a TV if they're at the lower end of the age range. I don't know. I think we've got a big hill to climb here, haven't we? I mean, we've got to persuade people who've got a remote control because it came with the telly that they should buy our product instead. Right, good point. Yeah, okay. Yeah, good point.
is make decision on our functions. Our functions, we've so far decided, I think, that power, channel, volume, make it attractive. It has to have an enter key and of course the number keys. It has to have big user-friendly buttons. And definitely we want to be inspired that the current styles are just plain awful.
Do we need, when you...
Is that agreeable to anyone?
The enter key, I have a charger that I didn't include.
Do you want me, excuse me?
Which might...
Throw some light on that?
Yeah, it gives you... Okay, well, I'll check.
Actually, we're, you know, we are almost a half hour out of the 40 minutes, so we have to get close to...
Okay, I, my only comment is that I think maybe, we could somehow include an enter key in with the power key if our power was entered. That was my only, just really terms of speaking.
Enter power as a simultaneous key.
Exactly, again, you can think of menus or...
How does that work? So how does that work? How do you avoid switching the thing off when you actually want to press enter?
Well, if you're pressing enter, the thing would already be on. And so maybe, when you press power, initially it turns on, press power again and use it as an enter. So you press power after you, well, I was thinking maybe you, to turn it off, you'd have to press power twice.
Okay, yeah. Not getting a bit complicated. Could Granny do this, or are we just not aiming at Granny?
Or something that has a turning dial where the power is.
She's got an iPod
there. I know. Anyway, that was the only comment about some of the decisions people have made. What's most important? Definitely channel line power.
Yeah, things like screen settings and others.
Gets easy to use is the other thing that we want to be able to do. As you said, you know, don't make it too hard for the granny. I just joined that set. So are we agreed then of those things? And let's go back to agenda. It was up there, but I couldn't see it down here.
How do you do that? How do you make it do both? Oh, okay, it toggles through, yeah. Yeah.
We're ready to close.
Sounds good.
That's the end of this meeting, and I hope that's good enough for her to tell her that's the end. Okay?
Okay.
We didn't come to any sort of decision on the functions, though.
Well, I think I went over the functions and wrote them down, and marked them.
Alright, that's fine.
That's why I went over, and nobody was objecting to them.
And you mentioned, I was just gonna say, could you reiterate the project requirements? Because if they were, it has to be 13 meters, so you missed them.
The teletext is out.
So we're still in meeting, aren't we?
Yeah.
The internet is important. It's only to be for TV, and it must include the corporate image, color, and slogan, which I think is more in the user range with stuff.
So what actually are these, is that the yellow and white?
It doesn't tell me.
Wonder, I'll just use it from your website.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.